Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show. What a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here. You there. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show from Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Hope you had a great work week and a great weekend planned. If you've been listening to my show this week, you know I've had like a make-a-wish kind of weekend for a fan of comedy. I got to go see at the Tabernacle on Tuesday. Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart, which was a phenomenal show. And if my life couldn't get any better right now, I've got the hottest comedian in the world in studio. She is at the Punchline this weekend, Nikki Glaser. Nikki, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm so good. That sounds like an amazing show.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is like the cherry on top. You are literally the hottest comedian in the world right now.
Thank you.
What happened? I know you've been funny for years, but how are you now, like, just in the forefront?
You know, you just reach a point. I mean, I hope I get hotter, but I've been doing it now. I've been doing it 13 years.
Okay.
So it just, you do it long enough and hopefully things start happening.
So
and
now
if they you're doing something wrong.
Your comedy career has hit puberty, right?
Yeah, like they always say about 10 years in you find your voice. And then, and I found that to be true. And so now I just, like, really know who I am and know what I want to say, and people are drawn to that, you know, when you're just not really nervous about what you're doing anymore and you just really know I just have confidence now,
yeah.
And I didn't always.
Well,
as
it shows.
A comedian.
It absolutely shows. And just as an indicator, once word got out that you were going to be at the Punchline,
yeah.
I got texts from, like, half a dozen people like, hey, can you hook me up with Jamie's number?
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So I said no.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I feel it. It's like there's different little waves of your career where things start happening and where you go, oh, well, this is the next level. And this is definitely one of those where it's like I just had a really good summer of doing a lot of TV and just being on different things and doing the roast of Bruce Willis and – you know, you can just tell, like, I get recognized more on the street and stuff like that. And just, you know, views on clips starts going up. And it's a lot of that. Like, it's just you get a sense and followers are, you know, you can tell how famous you are now by numbers.
Exactly.
Numerically. Like, I think before social media, you're just like, I wonder if people notice. But now it's like, oh, okay, yeah, it's there's something happening here.
What I to be fully honest, I haven't seen the Bruce Willis roast yet.
No, it's fine.
Because I work seven jobs. You don't want to hear my
barely
sad
seen
show.
It.
How did you get that gig and how did it go?
I got that gig because I did the roast of Rob Lowe previously, and prior to that, I just had a good relationship with Comedy Central, mm-hmm. and I'm funny, and so that's how you get it. You just get asked to do it.
Who was tougher to roast, Lowe or Bruce Willis?
I think Lowe was, just because it's like I didn't really know anything about him. He was like in Tommy Boy to me. Like, I didn't grow up watching whatever he was in. I
so
forget
you were
at this
too
point.
Young for his, like,
so I had to do my research, whereas Bruce Willis was easier to roast because he's just more famous,
sure,
I think, than Rob Lowe. But the Rob Lowe roast also had Ann Coulter, which it turned into like a roast of Ann Coulter, so that was kind of easier in certain ways. And then the Bruce Willis roast, they're not easy. They're the hardest thing that will ever hopefully do as a comedian, because it's like you're writing a new batch of jokes.
Sure.
To do one time in one performance that is in a bottle. Like, you can't practice that performance leading up to it. There's no way to get all of those people there on stage with you to run it a bunch of times around town. It's like a... you just hope it goes well when you do it. And I did run the set a lot at different clubs, But it's hard to do roast jokes in front of club patrons when the setting isn't for a roast.
Do
it's
you,
like they're
at
there
that
for a
point,
comedy show.
Because it is such a different muscle.
Yeah.
You know, do you call in your friends and say, hey,
yes,
I need some help. I'm roasting
so
Bruce
many friends.
Willis.
Yeah, I got asked to do it about 2.5 weeks out from the shoot date. And so I literally reached out to every single person that I thought would want to write jokes for me. And paid them to write jokes for me. And then
crowdsource that.
In the end, I used 85% my own material. Mm. But like those couple jokes that I used can, you know, one joke can make you have the set of the night. So I didn't want to risk not having every joke at my disposal.
The reason I ask is because years ago, Jeffrey Ross was roasting Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
And he sent me a text. He's like, anything you got,
yeah,
send me. So I sent him like 25 Hasselhoff jokes.
Yeah.
And like 23, of course, everyone else had already done.
Sure. Yeah. You get a lot of repeats, but I did the same thing. Any funny friend I had,
yeah,
whether
exactly.
comedian or not,
yeah.
I reached out to and was like, listen, if I use your joke, I'll pay you $200. If you write me enough jokes, like based on your work ethic, I'll just pay you a flat fee. Like
yeah.
I had a system. I paid a lot of money. I lost money on the roast.
but you killed it.
Yeah. And it's such a career high, and yeah. it's such a marker for a comedian. I mean, there's no bigger night of exposure as a comedian. It used to be like doing Johnny Carson and getting called over the couch. That doesn't exist anymore
sure,
for comedians.
Exactly.
So you have these kind of moments where you really have to just do everything you can to have the best possible showing.
Those moments will be tonight and tomorrow at the Punchline. Tickets available online.
Punchline.com.
Jamie Bendel, owner of the Punchline in studio, longtime friend of the show. As a club owner, you see that Nikki's hot, right? I mean, as soon as it goes up on the website, punchline.com,
mm-hmm.
boom. I'm sure you're getting more ticket requests than I was.
Well, so, and what really has been nice is Nikki has been somebody who we've looked to have at the club over the last several years, and just for scheduling reasons and a variety of other stuff, it never quite came together the way we wanted it to. We actually were talking about.
Yeah.
But so this is a nice treat for us.
So you're breaking your Punchline virginity here
in
Atlanta.
Awesome. I've performed in Atlanta since the beginning of my career, over 10 years ago, but I've never been at this club, and it's always fun to go to a new club. And I don't think I've been to Atlanta since there was like a ice storm here and people got stranded on the highway.
Oh,
it was
nine,
years
maybe.
And years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been so long. So I know I have a lot of fans here, and it's great because this, I think, got booked before I even knew I was doing the roast. So it all lined up pretty well to have a great weekend.
So let me, while I have Jamie in here before you disappear. So Tuesday, Nikki, I went to the Tabernacle, which is it's the old House of Blues club downtown.
Nice.
And I saw Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart, which,
yeah.
I mean, what more can you ask for? It was phenomenal.
I really can't think of a better
co-headlining. Like, I've seen Chappelle a bunch of times, but I maybe saw Jon Stewart in a club in New York in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all kind of run together.
I mean, I didn't even know he tours right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I went. It was a great show. That was on a Tuesday. At Wednesday, I wake up. I do TV in the morning, so I'm waking up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I see a picture of Jamie Bendel with Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, and Jon Stewart. Apparently, Chris Rock, Jamie, did a pop-in.
On the Wednesday show.
On the Wednesday show at the Tabernacle. So I missed Chris Rock by one day. How was Chris Rock? That's a dumb question.
Well, so it was interesting. So I generally don't always take as much opportunity to go see some of the other shows that are in concert. And this was something where I thought, you know, I hadn't seen John perform live in some number of years. So I called the fellow who is the promoter, who I know and who Nikki would know as well, and said, listen, is there any way that you maybe got a ticket or two for my partner to go down there? And he said, what night can you go? And I said, well, Tuesday or Wednesday will work. And he said, you should go Wednesday.
Huh.
And I said, nah, I can go Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever. And he says, I can't really tell you why.
But you should
but
go
you
Wednesday.
But you should really go Wednesday.
Wait.
You should go Wednesday.
Yeah.
And really, Donnell Rawlings also did a great job on the show, and Michelle Wolf was there.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
very
I saw pictures
good.
From that yeah, show, actually.
Yeah, so it was terrific, terrific show all the way around. Really the best part, and of course the audience goes crazy when Rock comes out.
Because no one's got their
phone. Nobody
knows.
On. And then the phones are in the bags.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, they use at local high schools. So those same
really?
Bags are the bags that now if you're in a high school, they drop
Smart.
Your phone in.
Interesting.
And, you know, so anyway, the audience goes nuts. They do this, he does a great little set, and then Chappelle comes out and, of course, did a great job. Very tight.
Yeah.
Terrific set. Anybody who's there knows that. But really, for me, the favorite part was when they all were kind of just hanging out together on the stage, answering questions from the audience.
That's so fun.
And one of the secrets, I think, of the comedy business is there is no place that's quite as fun to be as among comedians hanging out in a green room or at the back of the bar, just talking after a show, making each other laugh.
Yeah.
It's really, right?
That is the best. It's, because... Yeah, I'm so spoiled that my friends are the funniest people in the world. Yeah. And that's why it's so hard to date anyone who doesn't
non-funny
do.
People.
Yeah, it's like no one's funny. And it's a really high bar that we get to hang out and be with the funniest people. And to see Chappelle laugh,
that
overlapping
at
something.
Legit laughs.
And the audience feeds off that when you see a comedian laugh at another comedian. Like, it's just, you're right. There's something special about that dynamic.
Yeah. So there's a fella after the show, you get to go backstage a little bit, and there's, you never know why the people are back there.
Sure.
But there was a guy there who was clearly non-entertainer,
non-professional
person, right, and is there. And at some point, everybody's kind of standing around making casual conversation, and this guy decides, I'm going to tell a joke.
No
way.
Yeah.
Wait, was this Sanjay Gupta that did it?
No,
okay.
Because
Sanjay
no.
Gupta was backstage.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
This was
just a random dude.
Just a random dude.
Okay.
And tells a joke. And as he starts telling the joke, I could hear it starting to be a joke, and he was trying to sneak it into conversation.
Not even a story, just
no,
a
not
joke.
Even a story. Just
oh.
A.
Oh, God.
And
I hate this guy.
I thought, everything in my heart of hearts was like, dude, please stop. Just don't. This is going to go really bad. But then I thought, it's also the shot that you kind of have to take.
Above that, though, I would think that it would be funnier for Chappelle's and Jon Stewart to see someone like shooting their shot. And
but that's what it is. You're like, you got to go
like,
for it. You got to go for it.
Yeah.
I know you're David Copperfield, but let me show you how I can make a quarter appear behind your ear.
Oh,
and it wasn't
God.
You, though. It wasn't
no,
you.
No, God, no. Yeah.
Stuff.
That is, I hate that story. If you're around comedians, just shut up and take it in. You don't compete with us. Don't try. If given in that setting, I wouldn't try to tell a joke.
Sure,
and, you know what
not.
I mean? Like, know your place. People are just. But I'm sure that everyone made fun of him as soon as he left.
It kind of came and went. Like it was.
I'll give you sports people. I'll give you an analogy. You walk into a bar. Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and John Smoltz are there. You don't go up there and tell them how you threw your curveball in high school.
Exactly, but
they're Hall of Famers.
That comedians want to hear your dumb joke,
they don't.
And we don't.
Don't.
If you come to my shows, don't come up to me and be like, I've got a joke for you. It's never worked out.
Yeah.
Actually, one guy gave me a line once when I was on stage in Tampa. I did a joke, and then he just quietly muttered something under his breath, and I go, what did you say? And he said this line that was like a tagline, which is a tag is like a thing you say after a punchline that like adds to the joke. And I go, that's really funny. I go, I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
And I go, can I? And he's like, what am I going to do with it? He's just like this old man. I go, I'm literally going to use it. And it is my closing joke.
That's awesome.
It is my closer. And I get comedians come up to me all the time and go, I cannot believe that joke. And I go, I bought it off a guy in Tampa. I pulled $2 out of my back pocket because that's all I had on stage with me.
Him.
And I go, here, I'm buying the joke from you.
So we'll hear that tonight and
tomorrow
at the Punchline.
Yeah, you'll hear that joke. Yeah.
All right. Tickets online.
Punchline.com.
Can you hang out one more second, Mick?
No.
All right. She's out of here. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Online, Twitter, and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. Nikki, I know you're on social media. Tell the folks how to find you on social media.
Nikki Glaser, NIKKIGLASER, on Instagram and Twitter.
What's your preferred
Instagram.
That's the hot one.
Oh, it's like
now.
That's the hot one now. It's like that's a dating app now. It's everything. it's how I communicate with fans. They can slide into my DMs and maybe I'll see a message from you. I get a lot of them, so if you message me, I might not see it. But it's everything now. Twitter is kind of like all politics.
Yeah.
And it's upsetting, and Instagram's just fun.
It gives you agita. I would only imagine. I say this with all due respect. You're obviously a very attractive, funny woman. That DM thing, dudes must be in there. constantly with you.
Yeah, it's frequent, but it feels really nice. Sometimes you need a boost, and then sometimes it's really disgusting, and you're like, oh, no, thank you. But it runs the gamut. I think that you to accept the things that are really sweet that people write you, you got to like read through some stuff that's not really sweet and it's really sticky.
I get some off-putting stuff, and I'm just a radio TV guy in Atlanta. It's kind of weird.
People can't help themselves, and I do a lot of blocking. I do a lot of shaming. Like, if you write me something disgusting, I'll screenshot it and then I'll put it on my Instagram story. And I won't put your name on it because I know that's what you want. So people just know that you're disgusting.
So you'll keep my anonymity. Thank you.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Excellent.
Your anonymity. Yes.
Netflix, right?
I have a Netflix stand-up special on Netflix, half hour. And I have a Comedy Central special that's an hour long that you can find on iTunes. I have, I know this is radio, but I have if you have Sirius XM, I have a radio show every single morning, Monday through Thursday for 2 hours.
What channel?
10 to 12. Channel 95, Comedy Central Radio. Eight
so
hours
I can
a week.
Flip over
yeah.
after Howard.
Yeah, like in the 1 hour, Howard's still on, and I always tell people, listen to Howard, because I'm a huge Howard fan, and then listen to us on demand.
That's pretty, so do you do that in New York?
Yeah, yeah, I moved to New York for it, so I could be on the same floor as Howard, because I'm such a huge fan.
You need an intern?
I know,
a call
right?
screen or anything?
It's a dream.
That's
it's the best.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, boss, if you're listening, I'm just kidding, I've got 3 years left of my deal, I'm not going anywhere, I love it. I love WSB Radio in Atlanta.
Stay here.
Yeah, exactly. Nikki, a pleasure, seriously.
Thank you so much,
hey,
me.
And let me put in the push.
Yeah.
Right? We are on the cusp of football starting in earnest.
Correct.
Right? So you are left with one or two weekends that are sort of free. Let's do something as a date weekend.
Ooh.
This is really, I
this
think,
this is
one
the one. I'm serious. I'm so funny right now. It's ridiculous. Like, I have people are leaving my shows just like, I've never laughed
and
that hard.
And the
I
next
cry,
time Nikki's
I
in
pee.
Town, you're going to have to pay $400 at Phillips Arena.
Could be at the Tabernacle.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit, it definitely will be a more expensive ticket next
exactly.
time I'm in town.
So
my
jump
star
in now.
Is, my stock is rising. So get in early.
Absolutely. So great to see you.
Thank
tickets
you.
Online at punchline.com. News, weather, and traffic next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Welcome back to the show. It is 7:37-ish, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call. Till 9 in the p.m., thanks to Nikki Glaser for Glaser joining us. Very funny comedian. She's at the Punchline this weekend. I was going to go to the Punchline tonight, but I just ate my weight in pie, courtesy of the Jackson Pie Company. Luke Jackson joins us in studio, CEO of the Jackson Pie. I'm giving you a title. Is that your title?
Something like that.
Yeah,
chef
getting
owner.
Getting really close to there. There you go.
Chef owner, Jackson Pie. Thanks for having me, Mark.
My pleasure. I've been tasting your wares for a while now. Veronica Waters. From the WSB Radio Newsroom, apparently found your spot and has been a big fan, and she's bringing in pies. So I said, Veronica, I've got a sweet tooth. I need some pies. And she brought you in on a Friday night. So thank you for coming in, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Veronica is a good friend of mine. thanks, Veronica, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, we will continue to, you know, make you happy with these pies.
They're fantastic. So I just finished the pecan pie. Or is it pecan pie? Let me ask the pie expert.
To me, it's pecan.
Okay.
So I think, you know, it goes back and forth in the South, depending on who you ask. But for Jackson Pie Company, it's definitely pecan.
Pecan. See, I grew up saying pecan pie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just thought pecan is too highfalutin. Like, oh, I'm getting a pecan pie for my my debutante ball. So I always thought, well, you know, I'm a blue-collar guy. It's pecan pie. But if you're telling me, you're the guy that made that amazing pie. So you're
I am also a blue-collar guy, and I vote for pecan.
Pecan pie. you seem pretty young to be such an expert pie maker. How old are you?
So I'm 34.
Okay.
Started baking pies as a young kid, growing up with my grandmother, staying over at her house during the summers.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just grew from there. She introduced me to a pecan pie recipe. And from there, it kind of just grew, making it for family, friends, and then started getting requests and kind of figured, hey, let's kind of take a next step with this thing.
How long ago did you say, all right, let's take the next step and start the Jackson Pie Company?
So it's been about 2.5-3 years
since
I officially started Jackson Pie Company.
Good for you. That's a big jump, you know, because you're your own boss now. You're small business. That's a tough thing to get started and get going and have success. Any trepidations? Like, were you worried about
the success of the Jackson Pie Company?
Yeah, pretty worried. You know, I think, of course, I still have my corporate gig that I'm still working on. So this is something that I want to continue to grow and eventually make that next step. So.
All right.
Yes.
Where can listeners of the Mark Arum Show enjoy these delicious pies? How can we get them?
Yep. So you can check us out at jacksonpiecompany.com. You can follow us on Instagram at jacksonpieco or search for us on Facebook at Jackson Pie Company.
All right. And what pies do you offer? So I've had the buttercream. Buttermilk.
Buttermilk, yep.
And the pecan. What other pies do you offer at the Jackson Pie
Company? So the ones that you had were our mini versions of the pecan and the buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have full versions of pecan, buttermilk, cherry. And then that menu changes seasonally. So once we get into the fall, we'll have sweet potato, apple, and of course our signature pecan.
What's the deal with mincemeat? What's going on there? I've never had it in my life.
That's a great question. I've yet to make the mincemeat pie. Haven't taken that step yet.
You know of it, though, right?
I do know of it. There's also, you know, other pies that are very popular now, like bean pies.
What's a bean pie?
That is a great question. but I hear it's good. I need to get out and try some of our local pie makers out here. So, you know, for us, we try to kind of stick to the old Southern classics.
Sure.
Like pecan and buttermilk and just want to continue to make people happy.
Blueberry, what are your thoughts on a blueberry pie?
Not the biggest fan.
Really?
Yeah, what? Not the biggest fan.
How come? That seems like be a popular big seller.
Fruit pies are good, of course, but I think, you know, whenever we kind of simplify it with, you know, some of these pecan classics like the buttermilk, it's hard to go towards a blueberry for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that very interesting because I would think in the pantheon of the pie world – that blueberry would be a top five requested pie. I mean, that seems to come to mind.
Cherry, apple, those are two big favorites. And of course, you know, pecan.
Peach.
Yep.
You do a peach pie?
Can do a peach pie. Right. But like I said, you know, our menu kind of changes seasonally.
Yeah,
so just kind of
good.
Yep. Just check us out on jacksonpiecompany.com. For our menu and pricing.
Luke Jackson from Jackson Pie Company in studio on the Mark Arum Show, making sure my blood sugar level does not dip below the recommended level. Your thoughts on a meringue, a lemon meringue pie?
Love a good lemon meringue.
It's tough to make, though, right? The meringue part is a tough thing to master.
It is, and it's even tougher to ship and deliver to people. So that's one that's not currently on our menu, but...
I'm not requesting it.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. As I have the pie expert in here, I figured I'd ask my pie-centric questions.
And our friend Veronica, she mentioned that her favorite pie was key lime, which is also a favorite of mine.
Yeah, so. But a pain in the ass to make and ship.
It's definitely a pain in the ass.
Yeah, don't worry about that. chocolate cream.
Chocolate cream?
Let's talk chocolate cream pie. That's my dad's favorite.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of old school diner.
Yes, exactly.
Type pie. You know, I think it's definitely a classic and would love to eat it every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's one of those top pies that everyone loves.
When I was in college, I had a part-time job at a bakery in Connecticut. And basically my job was just to make my boss laugh. I was really a bad worker. But part of my duties was to make the pie dough. I actually have experience making pie dough. That being said, if the radio thing doesn't work out...
Yes.
I have pie dough making experience, so if you need a hand.
I will definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I think you've probably got a pretty secure job here, but...
you never know.
you never know.
Business, yeah.
So I will keep that in mind, and if you want to, you know, slide your resume over towards me after this interview, feel free.
You know what's funny? When I worked at... I don't know, did you ever work in a bakery or any kind of food service industry before
this? Worked in food service industry, waited tables, that type stuff, but never in a bakery. More so self-taught, just in the kitchen.
So one of my jobs in the bakery was to make the donuts every day, which you would think was fantastic. After a summer of making donuts, I didn't eat a donut for 10 years. I got so disgusted with them because you have to stand. Well, this is how we did it. I don't know how real people did it. But I would stand over this big vat of hot oil, and I would put the donuts in, and then I'd have two wooden drumsticks that I'd use to flip the donuts individually, and my skin would get all greasy, and then I'd have to glaze them or jelly fill them. I'm fine. I eat donuts now. I've gotten over that. But literally, it was a 10-year period where I didn't want to see a donut.
Do you have anything like that? Are you just sick of pies now after?
You know, I'm not sick of pies. I probably don't eat as much as I probably used to.
Yeah.
But I was telling Veronica, I like to try every pie that I make. If I'm making a big, large batch, I really just want to make sure that the quality control's there.
Sure. You got to taste them.
Yeah. Got to taste them.
Absolutely.
So I don't think I'll ever get tired of pie. But it's tough.
She said.
Yeah.
No, that didn't really work that well. Veronica, can you come in for a second? Veronica Waters is in here filming. So how did you discover the Jackson Pie Company, Veronica, and bring this sweetness to my life?
You know what? I honestly don't know. So I knew Luke through a mutual friend. My bestie and Luke used to work together.
Sonia?
Yep.
Sassy Pants?
Sassy Pants. Okay. Sassy Pants and Luke used to work together. And so we would go out for crab legs sometimes on those dates where you somehow would never remember to join us or
My
whatever because you're always playing poker or something. and Luke would talk. She would talk about the pies that he would bring into work.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, you know, fast forward, then I found out Luke was actually selling them. And he was putting pictures on Instagram and stuff, and they're, like, totally mouth-watering. So I was like, let me get some of these pies. And literally, my toes curled the first time I bit into one of those pecan pies. I thought, oh, my God. And I think I sent him a text and said, what in the world are you putting in this stuff? And what did you say, Luke?
Crack.
Do you know what's funny? I remember the first time you brought him in, Veronica. And Veronica Waters, lovely reporter, fantastic friend. Fantastic reporter, lovely friend. Let me flip those. I thought they were from Mississippi. I thought, I was like, Veronica brought pie back from Mississippi. This is fantastic. Jackson, Mississippi pie. And I didn't discover until after I ate them that they weren't from Mississippi. They were Lukey Jackson
pies. They were right down the road. Yep. And, you know, with Jackson Pie Company, kind of our motto is live, love pie. And that kind of shows that, you know, life is just really about being happy. And sometimes you can just be happy off a single little pie.
Yeah.
So we just want to kind of continue that mindset and thought. And continue to deliver great pies.
Can I give you a new motto?
Yeah.
Jackson Pie Company, cake sucks.
I'm with you on that.
Can you do that?
I am not a fan of cake.
All right.
growing up.
That's like the archenemy of pie, Veronica.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want.
Well, I was saying, you know, pie, you can.
Cake lives matter.
Well, pie, you can eat at any time of the day and not feel bad about. Cake, if you eat it in the morning, there's a guilt there. So. With pie, it's flexible. You know, can eat it for breakfast, and just want to continue to deliver great pies to the city of Atlanta.
Well, you keep bringing them to WSB Radio, and I'll stay fat and happy. One more time, where can we purchase your pies, Luke?
Yep, you can check us out on JacksonPieCompany.com, as well as follow us on Instagram at Jackson Pie Co. And then search for us on Facebook at Jackson Pie Company.
All right, legit folks, firsthand recommendation: these pies are delicious. The pecan and the buttermilk. Oh, real quick, what the hell is a buttermilk pie? I'm from Connecticut. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so buttermilk pie is an old-fashioned southern pie that is basically made out of buttermilk, sugar, eggs, vanilla, and a little bit of salt. It's got kind of a custard-like feel taste to it.
I love it. Yep. I had my first buttermilk pie. It might have been yours, actually.
Yep.
When Veronica brought him in, and I'm like, what is this goodness?
I think a lot of people have a negative connotation whenever they think of buttermilk, which I don't blame them.
They should. It's fantastic.
So, you know, with this pie, I think it really kind of brings out the richness and goodness of buttermilk. So, hope you enjoy.
Luke, bless your heart. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, buddy.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks
the
for having
us. The pies are fantastic. Jackson Pie Company, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. We'll be right back. It's Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on the Nifty 750. Big, big week next week on the show. Robert Carradine will join us. Who's Robert Carradine? You might know him as the lead character in Revenge of the Nerds, the main nerd. Yeah, he's going to join us here. I'm very excited. He might be the last main character of Revenge of the Nerds that I have not yet interviewed, so that will be coming up next week. Plus, we'll have Johnny Kilbasa with the Double Deuce fast food reviews. And he's working on the Football Minute, which is going to premiere every Mondays. Every Monday at 8:35, the Football Minute is premiering soon. Little Sanjay will be live in studio. And we got some fun stuff, Millennial Match Game. We're going to play This or That next week, which we haven't done in a while. So next week, big stuff on tap on the Mark Arum Show. And now,
You can hear this show replayed on Sundays, I believe, at 11 a.m. I'm not 100% sure about that, but at some point on Sunday, you get to hear a little bit of Mark Arum. So we're on now 6 days a week, which is mighty, mighty fine. We can connect on social media over the weekend on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. Best way to connect with me there. As I don't know if I mentioned this, but I celebrated my 21st anniversary at WSB today. So, yeah, 21 years strong here at WSB. All right, again, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum, and Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, a little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.